they can't drive through the first subdivision to get to the second subdivision.
Okay.
Presley, do you mind seeing if anybody's out inside?
One down.
Oh, you ain't heard the last of that yet.
No.
Well, the good news is it's not us now. Move on. So, be up to the county commissioner.
It's kind of a bad feeling when you get one like that with a tail on it.
Chairman, you ready for your next application?
Yes, sir. Let me.
All right, up next we've got, and we're going to combine these, Scott, right?
That would be your choice. I would recommend you to combine them.
Okay, we've got two rezonings that we'd like to combine the hearing for 22-001 and 22-002, Brenton Blake, rezone four parcels, and Homestead Estates LLC rezone five parcels, if that's all right. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, if we can get everybody's attention, Brenton Blake is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of four parcels totaling 20 acres located off Wild Prairie Lane in Homestead Estates LLC for Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of five parcels totaling 35 acres located off Montana Road, Taneyville. The existing parcels are zoned R1 Single Family Residential District. The rezoning request is for NR1 Single Family Nightly Rental District. So zoomed out a little ways, and I gave you guys a map this month because we had so many applications. But here's our four parcels. So Taneyville's up in this area. Forsyth is south of this area. And I'll go to Beacon. Here it shows the lot numbers. I did want to point this out. This looks like it's two lots. That's actually 32. I don't know. There was a section line. Oh, that's actually 31.
Correct.
That's a section line that didn't carry through 29 for some reason. So here's 002. As you can see, it's the parcels and lots just north of your 001 application. So then I've highlighted all of the lots with your zoning layer on it. Then I've just added the plat that shows that section. It's its own phase. It's all of phase two of the Homestead Estate. That I would let the applicant speak while I get it pulled up on Beacon. I can move in and out if somebody needs to know where we're at.
Yeah. On the map, you can see on that lot 31, there's a cabin there. It's on the creek. It's been there for 3 years. And I have an existing home right there where the mouse cursor is. It doesn't show up on the map. I build a house right there, and I have a cabin, those 20 acres, and then I'm a representative for the Homestead Estates LLC for all the other 5-acre lots. It is phase two of our subdivision. My father-in-law built the subdivision. I've built a few houses in the front. The back 5-acre lots, there's nothing developed except for my property. Everybody who touches, we have two 1-acre lots that touch those. The other person that my father-in-law that owns the other lots lives on the corner of Big Sky and Montana, right there to the entrance of that back. And he's the other landowner. What I'm wanting is it rezoned to NR1 so I could use my personal cabin that I have there for a nightly rental. It already exists. I let family and friends stay, and I've never rented it out nightly before. I just am wanting to see if that's a possibility to be able to do that.
So, Scott, which is which application? Or is that both of them combined there?
It's both of them combined. So this is 002.
Okay.
Homestead Estates.
And okay.
Brenton, that's in front of you now, is south of that. It's the southern lots.
Okay.
You can do them all in one motion. They want both of them. You would make a motion.
We're trying to get all of them. We don't have plans to develop all of them. I have the cabin that's there. We're just wanting the structure that I live in now is a it's a home, but it's built. It's a real rustic home built. Could be a vacation rental also in the future. And all those lots, I don't know that we'd ever use them for nightly rental purposes. We may build houses right now. We kind of like it to ourselves where we don't have neighbors. So as far as neighbors that we can control who comes and goes. But that's where we're at with that.
So I do have a question that we didn't discuss. Part of these roads have been vacated. Is that correct?
Correct. From that intersection right there, both directions back have been vacated.
Because you own all the lots.
Yes.
So you've come through
county
the county commission.
To that intersection right there.
So when I went down and posted, I stopped right here because that's as far as I could go. Is that correct?
No, you actually posted it up toward the other direction.
Oh, yeah, I posted it right here.
Yeah, right up in there.
Around there. Half, yeah.
Further up that road toward the
south.
Subdivision.
We're basically in there, Big Sky, and we go up it from there.
Okay.
While her lane is
vacated, yeah. That's where I, that's like my driveway, yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. Do we have anyone in the audience that's signed up to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone on behalf of it? You want to come on up?
He's your other applicant.
He's my father.
He's
002.
He's my father. 002.
I'm the father-in-law, so I don't have any plans to do anything with that. We vacated the road so that we could just have that as our own property. My idea was just to have the freedom for future to do whatever we wanted to with it. I didn't want to have the restriction. We don't have any plans or intention of building or having none of the rentals. I don't on the five parcels that I have. So I'm definitely in favor of what Brenton is trying to do or wanting to do. So
okay.
I'm speaking in favor.
Okay, thank you. Anyone signed up that's opposed to this? Oh, I'm sorry.
It was. The covenants are. It's a residential. I couldn't. Are there the covenants? Did the covenants restrict? So the way the covenants work is if you have a certain share of the subdivision, we have enough share to change covenants of this subdivision. I do not think that the covenants restrict any nightly rentals. It restricts.
There's some wording for commercial, not using commercial purposes.
Yeah.
We do own enough of the lots that we could make some changes in the covenants if we chose to.
These people in the front, it's pretty, I mean, it's Taneyville. It's not Ridgedale. But we have, a lot of them are our friends. All of them are our friends. And, I mean, they drive four-wheelers on our property. We let them come. I mean, so two of our neighbors called me, said they're fine with it. Then when they got the letter in the mail, I haven't seen any opposition to it. I mean, there may be somebody here, but I don't know of anybody.
Well, let's see what we got. Is anyone here signed up in opposition to this application? Not seen anyone.
So. In opposition to a nightly rental. I'm buying a lottery ticket.
Pretty remote, isn't it?
Yeah.
The ones that we had two people in the subdivision get the letter, and all the other ones are landowners with cattle that don't even, that going in and out doesn't affect their property at all. So.
Any other questions for the applicant? Scott, would we need two separate motions or one motion?
I think you could put them in one motion. You just label them as 22001 and 22002 if you want to make the same recommendation for both.
I'll make that motion to approve.
Both. So
we've
got a motion to approve both 22001 and 22002, the application presented. And we've got a second, right, Doug?
Yes.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise
your hand. You want to read that statement?
Reread the motion.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yep. So do I need to read both of them? Or
I just combine the 001, 002,
okay,
and behind Brenton put Homestead Estate.
There you go. we'll have to do the official motion. So the motion to recommend approval of application RZ 2022-001 and RZ 2022-002 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Brenton Blake and Homestead Estates David Easley for the parcels located at Wild Prairie Lane, Taneyville, and Mountain Road and Wild Prairie Lane, Taneyville, to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you.
So 9 a.m. to 22:22, the County Commission.
Okay, we're moving on to our fourth and final rezoning. Rezone one parcel located at 177 River Lake Circle, Hollister.
Case number 22003, Steve Faria is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel located at 177 River Lake Circle, Hollister. The existing property is zoned R1 Single Family Residential District. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. So this is Acacia Club. Your College of the Ozarks is here. This turns into the outer road. So you go down Acacia, you can see that it's just highlighted right here. Zooming in on the parcel, it's just this one single parcel. This is an old resort, so during the zoning of April 2021, this was zone C2 for the resort that used to sit there. These two small residential parcels were zoned R1, and they're requesting this parcel surrounded by C2 and the lake to be rezoned to C2. That's all I have for you.
And what about the other parcel?
It's a standalone. It's still R1.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just what's by the lake?
Yeah, just the one.
Is the applicant here? You want to come on up?
Steve Faria, any address? Or, you can see I'm wanting to try to rezone that one parcel, which is about a quarter of an acre, small piece on a large C2 piece zoning. That, like you said, it was resorts before that previously. Honestly, I don't understand why it's not even rezoned C2. It should be falling in the middle of all that. The neighbor just south of there, she's actually wanting the development there, and the neighbor to the very corner on the top right is not in opposition of it. So that's what I'm requesting. There's really not a lot to this piece. It's the middle of C2, and I'm just looking about rezoning that to C2, which it should have been years ago. I think the owner's just been...